Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Friday, June 11th, and we're back in business. We're open for food, fun, entertainment. Dean Richards with more on all of that. Yeah. Good morning, Dean.
It's a Phase 5 Friday.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You know something? During the pandemic, when, and I've talked about this, I didn't mind being on Zoom for weddings and bar mitzvahs and dinner parties. I didn't have that FOMO, that fear of missing out. I had JOMO, joy of missing out. And now I'm a little worried about getting back to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been working all morning to come up with new excuses to avoid people that I haven't wanted to see. Because for the last 14 months, I've been able to say, hey, you know, pandemic.
Exactly.
Would love to get together, but. So now I'm going to have to go back to my old psoriasis excuse. Psoriasis flare-up.
That's a good one. Yeah. But I would try for something that's not visible. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So keep working on that.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you know, it's just the first day, so.
It is. But meantime, we're hearing about openings instead of cancellations every day, and that's nice.
Technically, everything is open. Technically, according to the city and state, there are no more capacity limits. There are no more restrictions unless you're in an airport, unless you're in a hospital, a nursing home, where you still have to wear masks. But for theaters, for movie theaters, for concert venues, technically there are no longer any restrictions. Now, the trick, movie theaters are completely open again. I went to a theater for the first time in a long, long, long time the other day, and it was pretty weird being back in the theaters again, but there's something electric about seeing a movie on a big screen, even though most of us have pretty big screens at home these days. There's nothing like seeing it at home. Now, the theater where I went, it was just a handful of critics seeing it, so we were super spaced apart. But, you know, I would imagine what a lot of people are going to experience when they go this weekend to see In the Heights, which I'm going to tell you about in just a second. That communal experience of enjoying a movie, I think, is going to be amazing. But so movie theaters, you should have no problem. I hear most of them have air conditioning for, you know, this very hot weather that we're going to be in. So, you know, we can go back to telling you if you want to find someplace to go and cool off. You know, movie theater is a good place for that. Live theater, not really open yet. You know, they are still working on getting things together. Most of them will resume productions July, August, September. It may go a little faster because the recovery seems to be a little faster. In terms of live performance, really the only thing that I could find for you right now is Second City. If you want to go someplace, they are doing productions on their main stages right now. So, you know, there's that. But there are also concerts that are going on in some places. For example, Wintrust Field out in Schaumburg has Billy Strings performing tonight and tomorrow. Joe's on Weed Street doing musical performances. They have Cody West tonight, and Concord Hall in Chicago also doing concerts. The Old Town Art Fair is going on this weekend. So, you know, there's something else that, you know, we haven't had in a long time that is, you know, back up and running again.
Yeah, and people are anxious to get out. There's a pent-up demand to do that. But I think the habits we formed during the pandemic with streaming are going to stick, and that's why it's interesting talking about this Seth MacFarlane TED deal.
Yeah, the tremendously popular two movies that Seth MacFarlane wrote, directed, and provided the voice to, the little lovely, cute little teddy bear, Ted, the pot-smoking, foul-mouthed little stuffed animal, is going to be coming to small screen. He's bringing the series to the Peacock Network. It's going to be premiering later on in June, toward the end of the month. Mark Wahlberg and Mila Kunis will not be part of this new series. Probably Seth MacFarlane will be back to do the voice, although they have not confirmed that yet. But, you know, that's a live-action series that, you know, it's going to be fun to watch on your TV screens.
And today would have been Prince Philip's 100th birthday, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they are commemorating Prince William and his wife, Kate. Led all the royal tributes, saying, "Today we remember His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh on what would have been his 100th birthday." They shared a photo of the Queen, who was married to Philip for 73 years, receiving a rose from the Royal Horticultural Society in honor of the Duke of Edinburgh. They're remembering Grandpa, basically, on what would have been his 100th birthday, passed away just a few months ago.
We talked about this earlier. Are you surprised, Dean, that Jeffrey Toobin is back?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. It's back on CNN. Jeffrey Toobin, if you remember, what was it, in November, I think it was, was fired from New Yorker magazine, where he wrote. He appeared frequently on all the talk shows, you know, was a commentator on CNN, was fired after he was seen on a Zoom call pleasuring himself.
Hey now!
He was just waiting for me to figure out how I was going to put that. But yeah, he was, you know, he was on camera, seen doing something you should not do on camera. But he did make his first appearance on CNN yesterday. And what he said was, "Obviously, I wasn't thinking very well or very much. It was something that was inexplicable to me. I think at one point, I wouldn't exactly say in my defense, because nothing is really in my defense, but I didn't think I was on the call. I didn't think other people could see me, because otherwise it's perfectly fine to sit in front of your computer." He said, "I thought I had turned off the Zoom call. It was deeply," these are his words, although I have to agree with them, "it was deeply moronic and indefensible. I've spent the 7 subsequent months miserable, and I certainly can confess trying to be a better person."
I think Hey Now sums it up nicely,
yeah,
don't you?
Very much so.
Yeah.
That should be the new euphemism for that.
We'll take him from
now on.
We'll take
Hey
a,
Now!
Hey, we'll take
hey.
A much-needed break here, and then Dean has some movie reviews to share with us, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design.
Bob Surratt. That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day!
So, Dean, the In the Heights movie, that is going to be the biggest one of the season, isn't it?
I think it could be one of the biggest movies of the year. You know, we don't know what is still to come, especially when we get into Oscar season at the end of the year. But by far the best movie of the year so far. There could not be a better movie to be opening for the weekend that movie theaters are opening again. Phase 5. I mean, it's very much, you know, kind of metaphoric that this dark cloud that we've lived under for the last 14 months would be lifted with this explosion of music and colors and exuberance and charisma. I cannot speak highly enough about this movie. It was actually Lin-Manuel Miranda's first big hit. This is the one that put him on the map. It started off Broadway, went to Broadway, won all the awards. He got all the attention, and then he went on to write and perform in Hamilton. This story is about the Washington Heights neighborhood of Manhattan. It's a Latino neighborhood with loving, deeply dimensional characters. People who are looking for something better in their life. Now, although it's about Latino culture, what culture is not looking for something better in themselves and in their lives. So really, this movie really is about everybody's culture. That's the way that I interpreted it. Every single interesting character in this movie, I could say that I, you know, except, you know, that I don't know anybody who can sing and dance this well in my real life, but
sure.
But the characters and what they're going through in their lives, you know, somebody like this that you see in this movie, starting off with Anthony Ramos, who takes over the lead role. It's the role that Lin-Manuel Miranda originated on Broadway, but Jimmy Smits and Olga Mareda, who is kind of the matron of this movie. She is Abuela Claudia, that completely represents tradition and culture in this movie. All so warm and so charismatic. And this movie will jump off the screen. I can't tell you enough how much I want you to see this movie on a big screen with great sound. It's going to make all the difference in the world for you. So it is in theaters starting today. It is also on HBO Max if you prefer, you know, seeing it at home. It is rated PG-13 also. People have been asking, can I take my kids to go see this movie? And absolutely, yes. You very much can. I think it's just a perfect movie. I can't even not even remember the last time I gave a movie an A+.
Wow.
It's my highest rating. I love In the Heights. So I'm highly recommending that to you. Now, if you're not, if you want something completely opposite, there is Peter Cottontail 2 that is opening. And Bob, I know you're going to ask, even before you get the question out of your mouth, you don't have to see Peter Cottontail 1 first in order to appreciate this. This is another one of those live action, you know, part computer animated, part live action movies about the famous bunny. James Corden is the voice of Peter. He wanders away from his lovely family and gets mixed up with a bad pack of other animals. It's sweet. I liked that it was self-effacing and didn't take itself too seriously. I think little kids especially are going to love this. Parents will be able to tolerate it. I gave it a Dean's List B-.
Do you have to read the Peter Cottontail book to enjoy it?
Not really. You can go into this as dumb as you want to really enjoy it. But I think if you've read the books, that you're going to have some frame of reference for some of the characters. That one is in theaters only, by the way. Paramount Plus has Mark Wahlberg's latest movie, which is called Infinite. There is a new Netflix thriller called Awake. And I got to tell you about Loki that is on Disney Plus. This is the series spinoff of the character from the Avengers movie.
We went the whole week without the orchestra playing you off.
That apparently, the biggest movie of all time that apparently we don't have time to tell you about.
Have a good weekend, Dean. Thank you.
See you guys.
Talk to you Monday.